Hello and welcome to another episode of the Eclipse Exchange podcast. Today we're joined by Roger Tasker, our National Accounts Manager here at Eclipse. We're going to be talking about remote diagnostics. We hope you enjoy. So Roger, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, well, look, I'm Roger Tasker. I'm National Account Manager for Eclipse. I've been here 8 years and obviously helping the business grow accordingly. And I work with most of our largest customers, whether it's Arriva, whether it's First Group, National Express, or anybody of that ilk, introducing them to the JAL Test Workshop version, as well as now introducing everyone to the JAL Test Remote Diagnostic System.
Sure, which is what we're here to talk about. You'll be a familiar face then.
Yeah, so what is JAL Test Remote Diagnostics then, Roger?
Well, if you can imagine workshop diagnostics, everybody understands, I think, what they are. It's a tool in the workshop that can plug into the vehicle and diagnose what a fault is, or actually then carry on to do a procedure after you've fixed the fault and you need to do a calibration. Remote diagnostics is what the industry, I think, recognised was the next stage in advancement. And if you look at the motor industry's biggest advocate of the system, probably you're looking at Formula One racing, and you're looking at Lewis Hamilton going around the track. He doesn't pull into the workshop and say, I've got a wobble on my wheel, can you have a look at it?
Yeah, they already know.
They already know. And the workshop team are effectively monitoring more aspects of the vehicle than you ever can imagine.
Yeah.
So remote JAL Test is effectively that technology brought to the masses into the heavy commercial, the trailer, and the light commercial market sector, which means that workshops know what a problem is even before the driver knows that there's a problem, with the advanced warning levels that you can change. And so that when the driver pulls into the yard, instead of it the fault light coming on at Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock, they know immediately it's come on, or that it is going to come on, and therefore they can take preventative action accordingly.
All of the necessary parts, etc.
Absolutely. The brake pads are low. It's coming in for a service. The pads are already there.
Yeah. Obviously, JAL Test Diagnostics is also telematics. What sets it apart from other products that are out there?
Well, at the moment, most major fleet owners have telematics fitted to the truck. They also have tracking fitted to the truck. The problem with telematics that's out there is that you have to spend a lot of time interpreting the information that you get, because it's raw data as opposed to finished information. And equally, the amount of time that can take you, A, if you've not been trained to do it, or B, if the information's quite complicated, it's a luxury you've got you don't really use properly. Whereas with the JAL test, it's finished data. So if there's a sensor fault that's occurred on the vehicle, it will give you Volvo's fault code. It will give you Scania's fault code. It will give you a description that that sensor is the cause of the problem. It will allow you to then go into live measurements, just as if the vehicle was in the workshop, and actually look at the values that are coming out and being read by the sensors at the time.
Yep.
Which JAL Test is already very good at on the normal workshop tool, isn't it? But then incorporating that into telematics is just goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
The next step, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, if you've got a driver, and drivers obviously are a different level of knowledge than workshop technicians, all a driver will know is there's a light on his dash that he may decide to act on, or he may decide to ignore. So with this technology, the workshop takes total control of what's going on.
Sure. Who does this benefit then? Who wants to be sort of purchasing diagnostics and telematics?
Well, there's quite a mixed bag of applications. So let's, for instance, say you're a hire company and you've got a fleet of 200 vehicles there out on hire. You're quite vulnerable, because the customer that's hired them, his drivers don't necessarily pay the same sort of attention to care when they're driving. And, you know, your issue is that you may get a lot of issues with your customer because a fault's come on. The claim is that that light was on when the vehicle went out. With this remote technology, you know exactly when that fault occurred.
And how long it's been let's just say, low on oil pressure for, or, you know, knowing when something actually happened as opposed to when the driver then said it then happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. And equally, what you're able to do is set alarms as well. Mm-hmm. So instead of the alert coming on when there is a fault light on the dash, you can set the alarm so it comes on, let's say the coolant temperature's at 150 degrees or 200 degrees. You're getting the alert before there's a fault light on the dash, which means you can take, obviously, preventative action. But in, let's say, a higher market, you can let the customer have access to the data as well as the workshop that's looking after the customer.
Sure.
So what that means is the customer then becomes more responsible for what their drivers are actually doing with the vehicle or the equipment.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love the sheer fact, if you take all the other elements apart, just the sheer fact of, at least it gives you, at the very least, an early fighting chance of what we're going to be up against when that vehicle comes back in, or when we do get our hands on that vehicle,
or causing,
being able to order parts early and
causing that, you know, issues that potentially could cost thousands of pounds to put right.
Yeah. Mm.
It's about giving the workshop and the fleet owner control over the vehicle when obviously there's so many other variables that cause a lot of pain and pressure in terms of downtime of vehicle.
Yeah.
You can actually do DPF regens remotely if it's safe to do so from a remote perspective.
Let's say in
the plant sector, a three-hour drive to this piece of plant that all it needs is a regen, but, you know, the driver's failed to do it when he needed to.
Yeah.
This stops that event because you can actually do it all from the base.
We did have a customer tell me the other day that a brand new JCB went out on hire, hours and hours away, 34 hours into the hire, stuck in limp mode because it's not being regened.
That's it.
Yeah, and obviously they need to go out and do a force regen. So there's one example of being able to do that remotely would be really handy.
Absolutely.
So you've purchased, you obviously have a JAL test diagnostic tool, and you maybe have purchased JAL test and the diagnostic telematics. Do you as a business, you know, need to manage this if you're an operator? Can we do it for the customer?
So a big analogy of this is security monitoring. Now, you've got a home alarm or a business alarm, and you have a security company that's providing a monitoring service for you. So Eclipse can provide support from a monitoring perspective. The idea is that you're the same workshop technicians you've got that are managing your problems within the workshop are also managing the remote JAL test, but equally our support arm can offer various levels of interface.
Sure.
Equally, the customer themselves, the vehicle owner themselves, can work in tandem with the workshop, monitor the issues as well.
Sure. How will this change? So you mentioned operator, you mentioned repair. How will this change the relationship between an operator and a repairer?
Well, this has historically been available from the dealers. So Volvo and Scania and Mercedes all have this technology available. But it's tended to be a bit, let's say, cumbersome from a fleet owner's perspective. Whereas if you're the fleet owner with your own workshop and you've got this through ourselves, then it's you that's managing the problems as opposed to relying on the manufacturer to provide. We've all heard of the fact that somebody's gone to their truck to start it up and it won't start up because it's low on oil and it's been shut down from the manufacturer's country of origin.
Yeah.
This, at least you can choose whether you shut the vehicle down or not.
Yeah.
That's it. And I know for yourself exactly what's been happening to this vehicle.
Yes.
That's what it looks like also, and which camera I should hold this up to. But that's what it looks like. And there's a multitude of different ways we can connect this to a vehicle also.
It fits into the CAN. It just rests on the CAN, or there's a connection that fits into the OBD. And there's another lead that goes and connects into the FMS. Mm-hmm. And there's a separate GPS that links to it.
Yeah.
But it's very unobtrusive. You're not changing any resistance values because you're connecting in. It's all mounted.
Yeah. Will the driver, because some of the customers say to me, well, do the drivers have to get involved?
No driver involved.
They don't have to touch it
at all.
Good.
As if it's not there to them.
As if it's not there. Yeah. You can tell them it's, you don't have to tell them it's there because the system will obviously provide data back. And you'll know before there's a fault on the dash if you changed an alarm way before the driver ever sees a warning on his dash.
Yeah. Which I think is such a great idea, because how many trucks, how many buses do you see broken down the side of the road? And if only if they'd known or had something like this, they could just know, right, that gearbox is getting a bit hot there. Yeah. That oil temp's getting a bit...
Our blue level's a bit too low.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's get it safely to the side of the road or in the services where, you know, a recovery company can come out to it in the right coming time and do something about it. So there's obviously trials happening across the UK at the minute. What's been the feedback? What's been said?
Well, there was kind of it was an unknown expectation, for a lot of curiosity as to how the product, how easy it would be to use, and how much information the system has fed back. But the response has been far greater than we'd ever expected. One customer, for instance, has an issue with engines lasting 4 years before the blow instead of 9 years.
Wow.
And immediately, within the trial period, they were able to spot these events occurring.
And know why this was happening.
And know why is it...
And again, preventative action can be taken, can't it?
That's right. So it's a different set of problems for different sets of customers with different applications, whether you're a coach company driving from Aberdeen to Madrid, you want to know that if there is an issue, you're picking that issue well before it becomes a breakdown on a motorway and a very expensive recovery.
There's
we covered some of the functions you can do remotely. You can look at live data, you can look at the fault codes, and you mentioned about force regens. Are there any other, well, I suppose there's not many other maintenance resets or whatever.
You can, as long as conditions haven't kind of got too far, you can take it out of limp mode to recover home instead of...
That's a good one.
Having to limp it or get it recovered.
That's right. Battery voltage is a big one. You know, when a battery voltage drops and suddenly you've got a flat battery, you can't just jump start vehicles quite easily these days. So again, you can set the alarm so that if that battery isn't right, you'll pick it up without waiting for the driver to report back.
You know, it's like they're in the services the night before, the night heater's been on, before they turn that key in the morning, they can get a ping to say, oh, start your vehicle up for an hour, let your battery charge up, and then you won't have a problem
that's
in the morning. Great idea.
How do you think this will change the diagnostic industry in general, you know, or even just the repair industry? If you're a technician, how is their job gonna change?
It's information, you know, it's information that all we're doing with diagnostics is establishing what the problem is so that we can provide a solution. What this is doing is actually making the communication of what that problem is quicker so that we can provide a quicker solution. And in a workshop that's looking after a fleet of 150 vehicles, if you can reduce the downtime by turning around the vehicle when it comes into the workshop, then you've made a big saving, because downtime is money, and obviously productivity is about keeping your vehicles on the road or your equipment on the road and up and running.
Good question though, but how many, I don't think we had this one in, but how many devices, how many people can actually have access to this in one organisation?
I don't think there's a limit. You can provide access rights to a number of different people with the same access codes, and then they can remote into the vehicle at any time and see exactly what's going on. You can set different levels of access. You can dedicate where you know that technician can look after those, that technician can look after those.
Have the transport managers, that's right, or a workshop manager.
It all ties back into our technical support, doesn't it, of, you know, those preventative issues, those fault codes, having half an idea before it comes into the workshop, a bit of advice, a second opinion to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
If you do have a problem with boost pressure or oil pressure, you know, you think, oh, this one's a bit of a funny one, could it be the sensor itself? Just being able to know that it could be that, and being able to go down to your local parts distributor or even go to the, you know, your stores, grab that sensor and take it down with you. I'm sure technicians will love the idea of going there with a part, at least have a chance of doing it there and then, rather than spending, you know, however much time there. Oh, now I have to drive an hour to wherever to find the local
first time fix is a big one.
Yeah.
The fact is that when you've vehicles in, you've got the part ready, it's not now I've got to go and get the part. It's a case of it's there, let's fit it, let's calibrate it, job's done.
Well, if anybody's interested in remote diagnostics, please reach out to us at Eclipse, and hopefully we'll see you soon.